revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. It's Wednesday. Strange Wednesday. No elementary, no high school, no college. I'm coming to you from the beach. I'm on a surfboard right now. You know, I tried surfing one time in my life, and I had to rent a board, and it was all full of oil. Must have been suntan oil from somebody. And I got on that thing, and I could not get on my belly and stay on it. I'd slip off. It was so slick, let alone stand up. I don't know how you people do that. But you do it. Well, how'd I get off on that? No, I'm not at the beach. No. But nonetheless, here I am today. I'm glad to be with you on this Wednesday. Don't forget Youth Conference now, next Monday. And Father's Day is Sunday. And Monday, I hope that you'll be here. It's our 41st annual Youth Conference. And I believe God wants to do something great. Brother Luke has chosen the theme, Discover. And these kids are going to need to discover for themselves a paths of righteousness. Bearing the cross to win the crowd. We'll bring crowd. We have a quartet singing for us today. Boys, go ahead. We'll listen to you right now.
I'm just a pilgrim passing through this dark land.
No sorrow,
nothing but trouble I have found. Oh Lord, I need thy light to guide me aright.
For I am
bearing the cross to win the crown. Bearing the cross,
oh Lord, I'm
bearing the cross.
Yes, I am
bearing the cross to win the crown.
Lord in heaven,
I need thy light
love to
guide me aright.
For I am
bearing the cross to win the crown. Often my soul is burdened heavy with care. Satan all tries to turn me round. But I'll keep walking in the straight narrow way.
For I am
bearing the cross to win the crown. Must Jesus bear the cross and let us go free
forever
until the Son of Life goes down. No, there's a cross for you and there's one for me.
For I am
bearing the cross to win the crown. Bearing the cross,
Lord, I'm
bearing the cross.
I am
bearing the cross to win the crown.
Heaven,
I need thy light
to
guide me aright.
For I am
bearing the cross to win the crown. I need thy light guide me aright. Bearing the cross to win the crown.
I want to thank you so much for being our friends, and I'd like to encourage you. I know it's summer and you probably don't have any time to do this, but I wonder if you could just shoot us an email today. Let us know what station you're listening to Revival Time on, and let me know where you're at, what's going on. And if you have a prayer request, share it with me. And I won't share it publicly, but I will take it and pray for you. And I hope that you just get us, if you have time, you're probably too busy for it. But if you do, Revival Time, that's all one word, REVIVALTIME, at NVBC. That stands for NorthValleyBaptistChurch.org. So I hope that you will. And if you could take the time, I'd love to hear from you. And I'll try to do my best to text you back. I will say this, however, it takes me a little while texting on my phone. I get right back. I don't have voicemail, but I don't know how to do the internet thing. So the office here will get your email. They'll run it out for me on an 8.5 by 11, and then I hand write a note back to you. And they're just not all the same. I'll do my best to hand write a note to you. And then we'll get someone to type it and go. So sometimes it takes a couple of days for me to answer what you have asked or what you're praying about. But I hope that you'll let us know that you're listening and what station you're listening on. God's word changes lives. Is that where we're at, Brother Ethan? I'm on here right now. And God's word is the only thing that can change lives. God's word changes life. We'll have the singer sing for us. And then we're in 2 Peter, and in chapter number 1. If you'll get ready to get there, that would be great. The Bible speaks about the purity and the sanctity and the inspiration and the preservation of the Word of God. It's amazing you choose that song. God's Word changes lives. We're in 2 Peter 1, and this voice, verse 18, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye dwell, and take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, under the day dawn, that the day star shall rise. Knowing this, first, that no prophecy of the Scripture of any private interpretation. For prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, I know at this text we did not have the completed revelation of the Word of God. God's Word had not all been pinned down and put together, but God could see this. God foreknows everything. And I want you to know that we have a holy, holy Bible. It's called a holy Bible. And God spake as holy men of God were moved by the Holy Ghost, a holy man and Holy Ghost and holy Bible. We sing holy, holy, holy God's, and we sing a holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure. You're going to have to come to the point and figure out if you actually do have the Word of God. We have these folks that are trying to make sure that we understand that, well, this wasn't in the original, well, this one isn't, and King James is not preserved and all this. All right, go ahead and believe. Then tell me what preserve. You trying to tell me that God is so foolish that he could not preserve his word? So are you trying to say in this day in which we live, church age, I'm not trying to talk to you about Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic. I'm not trying to talk to you about Texas Receptus right now or West Cotton Hort. I'm not trying to talk to you about any of those things. I'm trying to say, is there not a word of God that is a pure word of God? Well, really? No, Brother Treber. Well, then why have you even claimed to be a Christian? Why are you even in the ministry? Oh, this one's going to stir up some struggle today. I guarantee it. The Bible says, the Word of God says, and that from a child, 2 Timothy 3:15, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's God-breathed, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete or thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see, all I'm saying, I'm not trying to be a deep theologian because I'm not. Nearly 50 years ago, it was 50 years ago, I was writing what I believed. If I pastored a church, I did not want to have the Bible of the Month Club. And I came to the assurance that God preserved his word, and he preserved it in our language here in the King James Bible. You say, well, what about, I don't know, the fight about the 1960 in the Spanish Bible and the others. Our Spanish pastor knows all. I don't know how. I'm wrapping myself around one thought that God gave us a preserved word of God. And you can do what you want, and you can spend your whole life debating why you don't have the Bible. And by the way, you're doing nothing with what Bible you think you do have. Now, I'm not going to spend my time telling that God was dumb and God was stupid. No, just to say that hurts my heart. Our God knows how to preserve. Our God knows, and he is Alpha and Omega, and he gave us something, and I just happen to believe you can fight what you want. You can get, well, theologically, it says this. I wonder when's the last time you won a soul? Pardon me. Well, theologically, it says this. Oh, you sit around tables and discuss the doubt on the Word of God. That's going to be really good for this society. No, I believe that we held in our hand a Bible that our loving God had enough sense. That's almost rude to say it that way because he is God. He knows everything. He had enough sense how to preserve a Bible. You don't think you have a preserved word of God? You don't think you have a Bible that's been inspired? You don't believe that you have a Bible that's preserved? You don't believe you have a Bible that's accurate? You don't. What do you believe? Well, I tell you what, and then you're the same crowd. I don't believe that God, yes, gave us the church, but that church was in a house, and so we can meet with our little two or three people and discuss the Bible. Well, then you're not going to see that 3,000 saved, are you? You say, well, they didn't have a church house. Oh, no, but they gathered together, and by the thousands they gathered. If you have a man of God in the pulpit preaching the Word of God with the power of God, people are going to come and watch it. And listen to it and heed it and hear it. And so, no, thank God for the Bible. Father, I'm thankful for the Word of God. Thank you how it changes lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.